Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Peanut Trendin'ems. We will be talking about M&M's later, America's favorite candy. I think California M&M's are California's favorite in this year's candy map.
Yeah. The thing that was most frightening, candy map. Hot tamales was high.
Hot tamales on the rise.
That. Yeah. But again, to the analyses there was suggesting that because they aren't as readily available in store, just means it's fueling more online sales. That's all. So don't worry, we're not losing our shit over candy.
Like, I think it's fascism. I think it's the rise of fascism. Hot tamales.
You're right.
People just need to feel something.
Yeah.
And it's their mouth subtly tingling.
When's the last time you heard someone call another person a hot tamale earnestly?
Oh, brother, it was this morning. It was coming out of my own mouth. I was driving my kids to school. That one's gone.
I haven't heard that in a while.
It's gone away, and it really, really shouldn't have.
Ooh, that's a hot funny. Tamale, huh?
Hey, here comes the hot tamale.
I'm like, who are you talking about?
All right, we're gonna do some social media misinformation up top.
Because
in case it seems like things have gotten worse and less reliable, they have.
Yeah.
So all the way back in 2018, 5 years ago, a study found that false news actually traveled faster than real news on Twitter by a substantial margin.
Yeah.
Farther, faster, deeper, and more broadly than the truth.
Yeah.
In all categories of information.
And it said, and in many cases, by an order of magnitude. Basically,
by an order of magnitude.
Twitter's smoking the competition in terms of getting the bad info out.
And now that platform, the one that they were talking about there, as like, this is a major problem. That platform has scrapped many of its pre-existing guardrails.
Yeah.
And now, like, the big one being the verification system, which used to be a way to be like, this person has a blue check. Let me click on it. Ah, yes. They are a reporter from the BBC. And now it is a way to be like, ah, yes, this person has racial slurs in their bio for some reason.
Yes, this person has some kind of fash NFT thing going on. Right. Okay.
But yeah, so, I mean, taking the one verification, like the one sort of thing that was supposed to be unfakeable,
right,
and obviously was not perfect, but taking that and making it a thing you could pay monthly for was really, I don't think unintentionally, j- just dismantling the idea of this being any sort of reasonable source of information. Elon Musk, who has been flirting with openly embracing anti-Semitism for years now, personally recommended at the beginning of this conflict, I recommended two accounts for following the war in real time, but they happen to be accounts with a history of spreading false information, and in the case of one of them, posting anti-Semitic statements.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's perfect. Exactly what Elon
Nailed
Musk
it.
Wants to do. And also, yeah, like, I mean, just he's found a way to make a little bit of money and also just set the disinformation dial to fucking 14 by basically saying like, yeah, I mean, we'll use this thing you can pay for. And it also will, the algorithm will favor you. So you have an even wider audience for whatever video game clip you want to post and say that it's actual war footage.
Yeah. But I mean, one of the people he linked off to and his post got 11 million views before he took it down. He argued with others over Israel and religion, posting a year ago that the overwhelming majority of people in the media and banks are Zionists, and telling a correspondent in June to go worship a Jew, little bro. So, like, that's Sick who he is burn. Platforming.
Yeah, 100%. And again, like, I think the one thing that a lot of people warned everyone about is, like, you know, autocratic leaders would love nothing more than to have Twitter turn into a thing where it's like, you can see anything, anytime, it won't get checked, or it'll take millions of people will see it before something's corrected. And now no one can really agree on what is happening over a given thing, which is very useful right now as Gaza is being leveled.
Just completely leveled.
And to be honest, like, the talk of misinformation, it's like also like crowding out the discussion of like, well, what about these people who are now experiencing collective punishment from the Israeli government, which is a war crime, that it's taking up, like, there's so much shit has come out of this that it's like there's like 17 different conversations happening while.
Yeah.
Like, for Americans, I think we really need to be grappling with the fact of, like, where are our tax dollars going right now? Because this is, we're in another moment where misinformation has caused, like, you know, pre-first Iraq war and second Iraq war, like, this thirst for vengeance and blood that we're seeing awful shit happen in real time. And, like, there's barely any commentary on that, which I think is really the most... is. Super fucked up now, because beyond the tragedy that happened from Saturday's attack, now we're moving on to the destruction of Gaza, and it's like sort of an afterthought while we keep switching focus on things in the mainstream media.
Yeah. Obviously Facebook has a history of allowing misinformation to thrive. One EU regulator told Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk in a letter that he has to fix the problem immediately, and he gave them 24 hours to do so. Like, giving off police chief in an 80s action movie vibes.
Right. For real. Like, I need that on my desk yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just the entire premise of these platforms. Like, they are too big to fact check reasonably in the economic model that in which they were built.
Like,
if they were viewed as the public resources that they are, and, you know, staffed and funded by taxpayer dollars, so that there was, you know, things that took advantage of, like, our current level of technology that were accurately staffed and, like, fully staffed to be, like, responsible, that would be one thing. But these are incapable, like, fully incapable, as long as they're profit driven institutions.
Totally. I feel like there are more people monitoring password sharing on streaming sites.
Absolutely.
Then there probably are misinformation on social media. Like, because again, that endeavor actually helps create money. Whereas this one, it's like, it's better for the common good to check this kind of stuff, but ultimately not a priority for X, formerly known as X.
Yeah. There's the SIFT method that some people are passing around. It was developed by digital literacy expert Mike Caulfield, and serves as a good baseline method for how to navigate social media in the middle of an unfolding crisis. And just, it's not supposed to be like, this replaces fact checking, but it's like for you to just be like, okay, so, you know, But here's the thing for me to like just a mental checklist to run through.
Right.
And the goal here isn't like, again, full fact check. It's just to make sure you're not just doing, sharing something 2 seconds after you fucking see it.
Yeah,
you
know? Right. Exactly.
SIFT stands for stop yourself from immediately sharing something without fully considering. Investigate the source. Check out that account sharing the info.
Right. Consider the source.
Find better coverage. See if this info is also being shared in trusted news sources. Trace the source. See where the information can be traced back to, whether that's a quote or a photo or a video. You know, a lot of the videos that are being shared are from, you know, months ago, years ago, are, you know, just being taken out of context to make things seem more sensational.
Right.
And also Caulfield is just like, and look, you might not be the person to share information on this. You might not be the person to know what the fuck is going on. Like, can you personally translate the language being spoken? Are you equipped to research and analyze videos and photos from sources you've never encountered before? If you haven't encountered them before, don't just be like, well, seems good because this other person I trust shared it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's but again, like, this is kind of like our problem with just, you know, not just social media, but now journalists, especially in America. We've talked about this too, like how, like when we talk about other, you know, like the New York Times or like CNN, we're like, why aren't they like able to talk about like what the fuck's actually happening in like any given fucking topic? Where it's like,
yeah,
why aren't they actually criticizing qualified immunity when we're talking about police violence? And why do they only take quotes from the police to do something? Or why aren't we talking about what corporate landlords are doing to the housing crisis? We're only focusing on like a very narrow part of a crisis. Like, because again, the people that are able to continue that sort of lack of thinking, or at least questioning the status quo, those are the people that end up in the jobs, because they're like, okay, you know how to do this. Yeah, you're
right.
You know how to not rock the boat. And now when
they're confident and they make it go down easy,
right?
You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
And now we're at this point too, with like this super contentious piece of reporting that's come out of the attack on Saturday, which is everyone has been talking about, like, how many babies were beheaded? Was it 40? Were they beheaded? Were this? I mean, like, look, when the media gets like into like, and this is justified vengeance, that's when it's becoming an issue. So like, you talk, like we've talked about this thing yesterday, Joe Biden said on, like, at the podium, this guy said, oh, I saw pictures. The actual quote is, I've been doing this a long time. I never really thought that I would see, how, you know, have confirmed pictures of terrorists beheading children.
Right.
And everyone
Which
was
makes
like,
it sound like that. Like, that seems like, okay, well, case closed. Obviously, he got an intelligence briefing.
Right.
Right.
And that's what he's saying in his capacity as president. Wait a second. He makes up stories about knowing a guy named Corn Pop with a razor blade and like a rusty drum. And then the White House had to come back and clarify that he, in fact, did not see anything. He was just saying like what he heard from other unverified
news report that everybody else was quoting.
Yeah. Right.
So it is unverified still. You know, some people were like, actually, it has been verified. And no, it hasn't.
And I think people have gotten hung up that, like, potentially I'm bringing this up to say like, and that therefore negates everything. No. What I'm talking about is the sensationalism in media to manufacture consent, where we look the other way when like horrific shit is happening. And now there's a connection to me as a United States citizen where I'm like, well, this is, our government is here funding this.
Yeah.
And that is an issue too. So we've talked about like how this has happened in countless conflicts of some kind of sensational piece of reporting that ends up coming out of like in everyone's mind, and we blindly go into bloodier conflicts, like the fucking last time we went on a fucking imperial mission into this region of the world off the back of WMD nonsense and things like that. And at the time, people were like, oh yeah, like you got to do it. After a little bit of distance and people took a breath, they're like, yeah, that was so fucked up and wrong. And what I would hate is that we would repeat something like that when, you know, even more horrific violence is being unleashed on people, innocent people, and you have no way in Gaza, no way out. There's no power. There's no electricity. People are now like sending, like, we're probably just gonna die here at this point. And right. I look on the main front page of places like CBS News, and like their main thing isn't like, you know, people are pulling, you know, innocent bodies out of the rubble. It's U.S. arranging flights to get Americans out of Israel.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah. there's also Americans in Gaza.
Yeah.
And that's also not talked about. And so I think so for me, I'd rather take this time to talk about things that aren't being discussed enough, because all the other atrocities, and that's what they are, atrocities, are being reported on.
Yeah.
But I am not seeing from especially the media in the United States, you know, faithfully reporting on the other horrific things that are happening, which are also of the public interest and people to know what is happening. So again, the misinformation plays a huge part in that, because it's nonstop. Yeah. And again, check out like most of these news sites like Reuters and stuff, they have fact checking subsections that you can check out, which is really important. Yeah. But anyway, along with all that, we just continue to see, you know, what everyone is calling lightly, I think euphemistically, a humanitarian crisis happening. And in a more, you know, probably potent way of saying it is like we're seeing the rhetoric of like mass death being bandied about, and you know, everything else is just kind of taking our attention other ways versus how things are covered on websites like, you know, Al Jazeera, or at least even like the BBC. Like there's at least a humanity attached to what is happening to people in
Gaza.
The
Guardian has been good. BBC has been good. Somebody proposed the thought experiment on social media of like, in the aftermath of 9/11, like in retrospect, do you feel like the problem was that people didn't emphasize the barbarity of Al-Qaeda enough, or that people didn't try and pump the brakes on the indiscriminate killing of people who are just the same color or from the same country as those people, you know?
Yeah, because when you look back, completely destroyed a part of the earth and hundreds of thousands of lives were lost off the back of not being able to like have any kind of real analysis. But again, that's a much larger issue of how the United States operates and our larger place in global foreign policy. So anyway,
and I think there's a way to stay committed to core values of, you know, not supporting the killing of innocent people, like the importance of the truth, and also equality in terms of who gets talked about. And when innocent people are killed, like, are some of the innocent people being talked about and others are not? And if so, like, why do we think that's the case?
Right. And it's the same, you know, we have these kinds of disparities in our own domestic media coverage too. And you just see this like bad habit play out on another scale. There we are.
There we are. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with some actual good news. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
And a new study was just released documenting how a pioneering bionic hand has improved a woman's life. She lost her arm in a farming accident and continued to suffer from chronic pain. Like there's a wild thing that happens to people who like lose a limb.
Oh, like phantom limb.
Yeah, yeah. Phantom limb and like phantom pain. So she had a neuromusculoskeletal implant, which allows her to maneuver a prosthetic hand with her mind. It's fucking crazy. And also like not from Elon Musk. So it sounds a lot cooler. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't
right.
Tested on presumably hundreds of thousands of monkeys. But yeah, it's her description of what she was dealing with, like before the bionic hand, is it felt like I constantly had my hand in a meat grinder, which created a high level of stress, and I had to take high doses of various painkillers before this. And
right.
Then with the aid of the neuromuscular implant, the patient can maneuver the prosthetic hand with her mind, allowing her to pick up objects. And the titanium hand actually bonded with her bone matter through the surgical process.
Okay. One time, bones in doll isn't a little bit freaky. I like this version of bone fusing with, because this is something that I feel like in the 90s, we always saw like the promise of some like bionic prostheses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when is that happening? But I guess this is like the way I'm seeing it written about, this is pretty, this is a pretty major breakthrough.
Yeah. And it is Star Wars, and it is, now we just need them to do lightsaber and we'll have
Star Wars. I would put maybe, advancements in oncology above.
Or maybe fake a cool breathe-sounding thing.
Like
Darth Vader.
Pill to grow my hair back.
Pill to grow hair back.
Lightsaber.
Oncology.
World hunger. And the rest. Yeah, yeah.
You have your marching orders. M&M's. Are you a M&M king, Miles?
I don't know if I'm an M&M king. A bit of an I'm an M&M popper.
You're an M&M popper? You don't fuck with them?
Because I pop them, baby, but it's a double entendre. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, I love peanut M&Ms. I don't like almond M&Ms. I like the brownie M&Ms. I like the cookie M&Ms. Shout out Rex Ryan.
Yeah. Want to fuck the green M&M, you've always said, off mic. Oh, is that, where are we supposed to keep that off mic?
Well, I guess cat's out of the bag. sorry, Lola Bunny. You've been replaced.
But they are launching a promotion where you can get free candy delivered to your house on Halloween night if you're running out of M&Ms for trick-or-treaters, or presumably if you're, just getting high and watching Rocky Horror and just you want some free candy.
Exactly.
But this is being done through... So my first thought is bad time to be on the roads.
Hey, I gotta drop off this promotional bag of M&Ms, kids. Get on the fucking road.
To be calling something like rescue squad, so it suggests like an emergency is taking place, like as children with diminished visibility are wandering around night darkened streets.
Yeah.
It, I don't know about this. Also, this delivery is being facilitated by GoPuff. You might wonder, well, why are they called GoPuff?
Yeah. Miles? I always thought it was like, are they selling weed? And they would never was.
No, but it was a hookah delivery service. That's how they started.
Oh, that's what
why
the
they
fuck?
GoPuff.
Holy shit. I love when like they're like, we're staying true to our fucking big clouds of hookah smoke roots.
Yeah. Yeah. GoPuff.
Uh-huh.
But they have been called out in recent years for pressuring managers to not let their employees take bathroom breaks.
Oh, so great.
You have a emergency delivery from a rescue squad driver who have to pee real bad, and a bunch of children walking around with their witch mask on backwards, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't love it, McDonald's. Don't love it as much as I love peanut M&Ms.
Wait, why'd you say McDonald's? Yeah, I don't love it. Oh, you're just giving them the reverse. Or you mean M&Ms?
I meant M&Ms.
Oh.
Wait, does M&Ms not stand for McDonald's and McDonald's?
No, Jack. I keep...
Oh,
nah,
damn
Jesus
it.
Christ. All right.
Let's take it from the top. Hello, yeah. The...
Mark 3. Here we go. Yeah, I don't... Again, I think... At first, I was like, oh, I hope you can just... like bring their business down. But now when you know that obviously this is going to be delivered off the back of someone who's just been like, oh fuck, I'm just gonna have to drive around town throwing one bag of M&Ms out.
Yeah, it is. I got my own emergency M&M delivery service, and it's called My Children.
Wow.
They go trick-or-treating and then deliver those M&Ms to
back
my
to me.
Mouth. The erotic thriller is back, maybe. I don't know. Are you an erotic thriller fan?
Oh, of course.
You like to get horned up with your scares?
Oh, man. You Disclosure?
Disclosure. Disclose.
What was
him.
The other one? Dude, I was like, again, I was a Sharon Stone freak back in the day. Sliver.
Sharon Stone freak.
Yeah, man. Sliver I was fucking with. Even, yeah, like I just remember all those movies back then for sure.
Well, yeah, but, it was pre-internet porn, like...
Yeah, I think we talked about this when we were talking, when we did our episode with Chelsea Devantes about our lack of horniness, is like those, the reason it wasn't because I was like, I was just like, I might see sex.
Mm-hmm.
So bring it.
I might see, I'm going to watch this because I might see
I might
sex.
See sex. How about that?
Anyways, Disclosure also just a great, super realistic depiction of the future of technology,
mm-hmm.
wherein we all use virtual reality headpieces to do filing. We file away our computer files in a virtual library and just like carry them around through hallways instead of just saving them to a disk.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, there's a new movie on Netflix. It's the number one movie on Netflix. It's called Fair Play. Like it
okay.
just, that title sounds like a thing that like a horny guy says, like, yeah, fair play.
Yeah, fair babe. Play to you.
It's about a woman, Phoebe Dynevor, who knows, from Bridgerton, and a man played by Lil Han Solo, the guy who played Han Solo in the...
Oh, the Elgort kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's Elgort. But it's the guy who I thought was they occupied the same space in my brain for a long time.
Yeah, Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah. But they work at a hedge fund firm.
Oh,
ooh, I can't
fuck
wait.
Off.
And they begin a steamy relationship.
Uh-huh.
But things then go south when the woman gets promoted and the guy doesn't.
We're right back to the fear of the powerful woman plot.
Yes.
And what
Although,
the dude...
I'm hoping the woman is the protagonist. It's made by a woman filmmaker who said they loved Michael Douglas movies. Chloe Domont is the first-time director who wrote and directed this. And cites several Michael Douglas movies as influences. So I'm hoping it's not just like, oh man, this girl got too much power and then she was evil to the guy. But we'll see.
Oh no. Yeah. It sounds like after she gets promoted, Luke's resentment over not being promoted becomes increasingly apparent, leading to tensions.
Yeah. But
okay.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if this one takes off because there's been a lot of erotic thrillers that people have been one, like, we like the idea of erotic thrillers making a comeback with, like, Don't Worry, Darling, right. Deep Water with Ben Affleck, mm-hmm. and
Deep Water.
But those movies, like, I feel like they kind of came and went, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and also with Don't Worry, Darling, no one even talked about the movie. Everything was like, does Chris Pine hate this motherfucker? Like, right. was like all, like, that's the only thing I remember from the movie. And then something, something, Jason Sudeikis, Olivia Wilde divorce is like the, what all the only thing is I know about this, about that movie. But I think it's probably, I'd imagine that the 2023 version of an erotic thriller isn't going to fall into the same old weird shit. Like its 90s predecessors did.
We'll see. Maybe we can, maybe we'll watch it and review it for you on Monday. Oh. We got a lot of options. I might go see the Taylor Swift concert movie.
But you already saw the concert though. I don't know if
I know, but like, so I didn't really know any of the songs. I still don't, but like mm-hmm. now maybe I'd be like, oh yeah, okay, this sounds better the second time I'm hearing it.
I think I would go to see Taylor Swift on opening night, but I would bring a folding chair and I would put it at the front of the theater and I would face the audience. I don't need to see the screen. I just want to watch all of y'all react to this and just be like, they're crying. What's this?
And I think that would be welcomed by the fans, and I don't think anyone would be freaked out by that at all.
No, by a man of color alone in the theater, setting up in front of them all and go, I'm just here to watch y'all.
Yeah, super producer Victor asked if I was going for nostalgia.
Because you don't remember.
I'm nostalgic for the 2 months ago.
It's because you blacked out, bro. Hey, you know, your memory blacked out in there. You know how Taylor do?
You know what Taylor does to me and a sugar rush, you know? Anyways, those are, and we'll get to Taylor on tomorrow's episode.
Oh, yeah.
Important questions that we have to ask about her. That's going to do it.
Yeah.
For this Thursday trending episode. Mm-hmm. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Mm-hmm. It's not a whole ass episode. It's a whole ass episode.
Wow. You know,
the episode is not ass. It's a pretty good one, actually. I think.
When was the last time? Fun. Yo, this shit's ass. that is so ass.
Until then, be kind to each other. Yes. Be kind to yourself.
Yes.
Get the vaccine.
Yes.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the no sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.